It's Todd Gleason in on this Thursday morning to take a look at the numbers as they're trading at the Chicago Board of Trade. From the CME Group, nearby soft red winter wheat at $5.75 is a half cent lower at this hour. Hard red is a penny and a half higher. July corn at 4.43 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. December at 4.44. That's 4 cents higher. July beans at $14.28 and three quarters, 13 higher. November up 8 1/4 at $12.37 1/4. Bean meal up 5.70. Bean oil down 6 cents. Live cattle futures in the June up 75 cents. August 92 1/2 higher at 151.57 1/2. August feeders at 213.87 1/2, or $1.75 higher. And lean hogs for the day are trading the July at $129.80. The outside markets show the crude oil futures down $1.14. The wholesale price of gasoline, a penny and 2/10 lower, and ethanol futures are up 2 1/10 of a cent. On the phone line with us this morning, take a look at these numbers and so much more, is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan.
Giddy up, Todd.
Giddy up. What are we giddying up? The soybeans or something else?
Well, we got green on the screen today. Here,
we do have green on the screen. I don't know, Dan, whether I can call 2 3/4 of a cent in the July contract to giddy up.
Well, we haven't. Corn hasn't made new contract lows in 7 days. That's the longest period of time it's been since we fell out of the bottom in May. So clearly the downside momentum has stopped. And we are trying to work ourselves higher in here.
Well, you're going to need some help on Monday, I bet. What do you think?
Oh, I'm going to get help. I bet you the corn acre number, planted number, is closer to 90 million than 92.
Well, that would do the trick. How about the grain stocks figures?
Well, if we don't find 75 million bushels of soybeans in a production understated, old crop soybeans are going to go to $16.
Oh. But, well, we can't find that yet, can they? They won't make that. Will they make that move now, or will they balance,
well,
they balance,
a,
they won't balance that out until
to be
September,
a stocks number, this, so they're supposed to tell us what our stocks are.
Well, they'll tell us stocks. Let's see.
Okay, yeah, and unless we have a stocks number somewhere around 410 million bushels, we ain't got enough beans to get through the year based upon current usage pace.
Yeah, because we haven't been getting the imports to the 90 million level.
You're going to be lucky to get 70, and I think some in the trade are already wondering whether or not we can even get 65 in, but 70. And we've got exports now at 1670, 70 million bushels above USDA's number of 1600. So we need to find some old crop soybeans very quickly, or there's just not going to be enough soybeans to get through the year. I think processors are probably covered maybe into August. Soybeans are going to be very scarce come August and September until the new crop supply comes in. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely, and the average trade guess here basically at 380 includes, they're thinking that USA is going to find maybe 35 million bushels. If they don't find, let's say if they don't find anything, then the number is going to be somewhere down around 340 or 350, and that would push the market sharply higher as the resellers would have to scramble to get out of their shorts or and take prices to a level that would bring soybeans into the United States.
Okay, so on the old crop soybeans, that would be less than 2 limit up days. We're only $1.07
away.
Yeah,
that's away. $1 a limit. You know, you go $1 one day, and then you go $1.50, and that way you go $2.50 in 2 days.
That's a long haul. $2.50 is
yeah, I like to see the Bears be short that one. I like to see their face on that one.
That puts a lot of hurt on Dan.
Oh, that put a lot of hurt on him. Okay, I'm in revenge to get some hurt too.
Okay, so
it's only money they printed every day.
So that's for the old crop, and a $1.70 up to $16 for old crop. What about new crop? I mean, we're down $12.36, which is not a bad price, frankly, for soybeans, given where crop insurance happens to be. But how much of a move might be in that marketplace?
Well, you know, everything's still going to hinge upon, you know, what USDA says and then what kind of weather we have in July and August. But I can technically read the soybean market, new crop soybeans up into the $14 area very quickly if things don't pan out for the bear. If he doesn't get his big acres and if he doesn't get his big yield, for one reason or the other, you can read new crop soybeans to $14 pretty quick. Just like, you know, it's basically $2 up on this beans if the bear doesn't get his way. Now, if he gets his way and we find beans and the weather stays somewhat ideal, then we won't go to those levels. But, you know, we're getting to the point where we're maybe getting upwards of 25% of the growing region with excessive moisture. Now, I'm not too sure what that means, but it does mean that any bottom ground, river bottom ground in those areas are probably getting flooded out. And if the north gets the rains that is kind of on the precipitation maps, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the Mississippi River over the next 30 days. So you're going to see, I think, some pressure if these rains do materialize in the northern areas.
All right, so you put the spurs to the bean market potentially. But you did bounce around on the corn as we started up. I assume that you're not as friendly that market at this point.
Oh, I think so. I mean, at these levels, the thing that I think the trade's missing, and I guess we'll find out down the road, is that these price levels are building demand. We are building demand at these price levels. And I think if the market can't take out these January lows under this environment that we have been in, which is super, super bearish, I mean, the grain elevators and the grain companies are counting the chickens before they hatch. They, you know, they just can't wait to get their hands on this big crop to market and merchandise. We'll see what happens in the long run. But I know people are talking about 166, 167, 170 bushel corn. I guess I'll buy that when I see it. But we got a long ways to go before all that is materialized. And if this crop would slip back to 163, 162 bushels per acre, and let's say the acre slips a little bit, we don't have no burdensome supply on corn at all. But clearly, the trade has got the farmer scared to death. I mean, the farmer is selling old crop corn in here. He's been a pretty good seller for the past several days. And if there's anything that I learned working for a company in Decatur, Illinois, is that when farmers sold, it was time to buy, and when end users were buying, it was time to sell. So that's the way I kind of view the market at the moment.
Well, I can hardly wait to have our discussion this afternoon. Thanks, Dan, for taking the time with us.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. He will be back during the closing market report at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock this afternoon. Numbers are now trading in Chicago like this. The nearby July contract for the soft red winter wheat, a half higher at 576. The hard red at 674 and a half, up 3/4. Corn futures are up 3 cents in the nearby July at 440. December at 444 as well. That's up 4 cents for the day. The March at 454 and 3/4 up 4. July beans at 13 and 3/4 of a cent higher, $14.29 and a half to trade. November at 1238 up 9. Bean meal is 570 higher. Bean oil is up down 6 cents at 4059. The live cattle futures are trading the August at 151.20 up 55. The feeder cattle at 213.87 and a half. or $1.75 higher, and lean hogs at $130 even, up 70 cents. The outside markets at $105.22 for the crude oil, down $1.29, and the wholesale price of gasoline at $3.08 is a penny and a tenth lower. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find us online at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org for our agricultural programming, or will.illinois.edu for all of our services. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.